Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? We got a real special guest today. We got Gold Everything. I was about to go ahead and put out the whole Twitter name, but yo, from what I've heard, from the quality of the material that I received, you know, this guy is popping. So, you know, we should have him on shortly. If you're there, you know, you ready, come on, go ahead and press that one. And we'll get right into it with you. But, yeah, man, like, I really look forward to speaking with our guest and also playing the track that we got from him. So, you know, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring him on. What's up?
What's up, man? How you guys doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good myself today.
Awesome.
It's a very good day today. 420, it's a good day.
I hear that. Hey, Joe. So, before we get started, you know, how has your weekend been? Like, how was your weekend up until today?
My weekend, actually, it's actually been a little crazy. Like, Lil Wayne came to our city Saturday, so we went to the club, and I was on stage with Wayne for a little minute. That was kind of an experience being on stage with him and celebrities. And then on Friday, I think Big Sean was in town at UC, so the city was going crazy about that. And then Sunday, OT Genesis came to the club, and I went there. I was VIP there as well. That was kind of fun, getting to turn up, sing Coco a little bit. Yeah.
Word. Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's not crazy. When you was saying crazy, I thought you was like, you know, you just going to tell me some other stuff, but that definitely was crazy.
Yeah. I actually lit that shit, man. I tried to.
Word, okay. So I take it that the scene, you know, where you're from, and you're from Cincinnati, Ohio,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I take it the scene is just pretty popping. But is it, like, popping for underground artists as well, or just, you know, indie artists that are just coming up?
It's more so, like, it's kind of any artist coming up. But the harder you work, the harder they'll show you love. So, you know.
Okay. So what put you, like, what is it that made you want to just get into the rap game and to become an artist?
Honestly, I'm really not really for sure, but I know the first time I kind of heard my first beat and started to, you know, just play around with it, people actually came to me and was like, dude, you got a little skill, like, you can probably go somewhere where you shouldn't stop, like, so I kind of just took it around with it, kept going.
Okay. Well, who are some of your influences coming up? Like, who do you listen to?
Honestly, really, unbelievably, I really don't have a certain opinion on my music. Like, I listen to anything from hip-hop, pop, jazz, rock, you know, Maroon 5, all the way to the hardest hip-hop guy. So it doesn't really matter on my music taste. I mean, I love music, period, you know.
Okay. Now, your cousin, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
Balenciaga Banks, co-signed you heavy. So how was it like with you, you know, with having him in your family and, you know, doing the music? How do you guys, like, you know, how was the energy between you two when it comes to music?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. Broke up real quick.
No, I'm sorry. I was saying, how was the energy between you and your cousin, Balenciaga Banks, when it comes to doing the music? How was the energy between you two?
I'm not really sure. I love my cousin, though. Like, he's one of the biggest inspirations to me that I've ever had in my life, because a lot of our family don't really, you know, do music. They kind of live normal, you know, normal lives, 9-to-5 type jobs. So with me and him doing what we do, it's kind of like everybody looks up to us, but they just want to see the best for us as well.
Okay. So you do this full-time currently?
Yeah, I mean, I do it full time. I got a normal job, too. You know, I ain't rich yet, so I got a normal job, too. Currently, I take care of elders right now because I feel like it's a way to give back to, you know, the community and as well, you know,
right.
God looking at you with everything you do. So I like taking care of them because it's real chilled. I got a lot of time. I can work on my music in my spare time or do what I need to do sometimes. So I kind of like that.
awesome. It's dope that you give it back. A lot of people, you know, don't really, you know, think that they need to give it back. So you definitely
right.
give back what you put in. So that's dope, man. So
right,
currently,
right.
you know, what do you have, you know, going on? I know you have the video, Come Fuck With Me. And,
yeah.
like, what's going on with you currently with that? Are you out doing any shows currently? Do we need to know about?
Yeah, I'm currently doing a little bit of shows. Like, whenever, you know, someone calls me for a club or something or out-of-town shows, those haven't been a lot, but I have had two out-of-town shows. I did a show in Georgia for Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys, and I did another show in Georgia, but I can't remember who that was for. It was somebody I knew got me on with it type of deal, so I don't really know.
Okay.
But
I've been
going shows in my city, though. Like, my city fucks with me. Like, I can walk up, like, to the club and walk straight to the front of the line, and they'd be like, oh, what's up? Like, who you with? Like, y'all coming in. Like, yeah, I got that pull a little bit.
Okay, okay, face card, all right.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that. But, I mean, I can say that that's not all about the music because I kind of had a little face card pull before that.
Okay, okay. So you was doing the networking thing before you was actually, like, into it with the music. So that's dope.
Right. See, my way of doing it before I actually start getting into the music, I decided to promote for my city before I did anything, so that way I already had a name for myself before I even dropped my first song. I already had a name.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's one of the first things a lot of people don't think about when it comes to, like, networking or, you know, being able to have eyes on you and have people that's going to support you. So that is
right.
very smart. That was a very smart move. That's
right.
Cool. Okay.
I felt if I took over the clubs without saying a word and without performing and just off my swag and my promotion off people fucking with me, then I figured, then, hey, why not do a song and say, come fuck with me, and everybody, you know, dance and turn up to it like I get them to do anyway. So, I mean, it's not really too much. It's just all part of the lifestyle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, being that you did, you know, put that out there with the title, you know what I'm saying? I do have the actual video version of the track. And if you don't mind, you know, I would love to play it for my audience and also, you know, just have you introduce it before I go ahead and play that.
Well, I guess this is my first time doing this, so I would like to say I hope you guys like it. And this is my first single right here. It's called Girl Everything. Come Fuck With Me. And let me know what y'all think.
Oh, man, all right. I'm going to go ahead and put that on. So just hang in there with us for a second.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Cam getting money, tell her fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, shot it bad, tell her fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Cam getting money, tell her fuck with me. That's your girl, I bet I fuck for free. I know how she wanna cheat. I say I know how she wanna cheat. I know how she wanna cheat. Geometry, nigga. You ain't thinking logically to think that you can conquer me. You see I'm a monster piece. Blow a lot of THC. Haters try to erase me, but never can they replace me. Bitch, I'm a real G. I be really in my city with some real OGs. And I stay low-key, nigga, you don't know me. Cause I only say cheese. You best believe that I'm doing things. But I get me rich like tennis shit. Bitch, I give a shit. I need chips. It's a countdown on who's hot and who's not. You best believe I'ma take my spot. Nigga, gotta get guava. Come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, I'm getting money, tell her fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, shot it bad, tell her fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Yeah, I'm getting money, tell her fuck with me.
shawty, if you bad, then come and fuck with me. Personality, bitch, I'm a cheat. Most niggas lame, I can show you game. Without playing, baby, so what you saying, lady? Try to slide out, try to ride out. Stop driving, let me slide in. Girl, ride in and show me something. Then we hit the streets and I can show you something. I do this, go stupid, just lose it. Still getting money like I want some. Shorty got loose at one some. Ain't sip the goose to want some. Niggas act hard like they want some. Shut up, little nigga, you ain't doing nothing. Still getting money, it's the same shit. Currency be my language. Yeah, I'm getting money, come fuck with me. And after I get brain, shorty, fuck for free. Real nigga, straight G, come fuck. Come fuck with me and that's how I be. Come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Champ, give money, tell her fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, shot it bad, tell her fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Champ, come and fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Champ, come and fuck with me. Come fuck with me. Yeah, come and fuck with me. Champ, give money.
All right, all right, yo. So that was all, that was gold. Everything with come fuck with me. So let me go ahead and bring her back on. We got you still in, yeah. All right, word, yo. The song's cracking. It's hot.
So you like it?
I love it. I love it. I hope to get it on my on the other show that I'm on Thursdays. So I will definitely be shooting it to our music coordinator on the corner, the Cypher, on the M-Tune show. So I'll definitely be sending that over to them and trying to get that some airplay. But definitely, man, like, I dug the visuals, too. I was like, that is, like, some really high-quality stuff because I don't, again, it's not a lot. When I get certain things submitted to me, I listen for quality. You know, I listen to make sure that the person is making sense. You know what I mean? When they're putting the music out, and even if they submit a video, I would prefer it to be, you know, the quality that you had and just the energy that you had. Like, this shit was dope. That shit was dope.
Right. Thank you so much. And it's crazy because my grandmother just passed away that weekend. So, like, my family was in town and stuff. And one of my guys in there with the tattoos is one of my first blood cousins. Balenciaga Banks' cousin as well. Like, and I just decided to just make use of it, us being together, because he's from Georgia. So I was like, well, I might as well let him be in my first video. We all can be together, you know, do something with your family for once. You know, you don't get to see him a lot, when they, especially from out of town. So.
Wow.
But yeah, I did that randomly. And my videographer is Stoop Videos. I don't know if you heard of him, Stupid Videos 513, Mr. World Star. But he shot it anyway, and he was about to go to Atlanta to do something for T.I. that same night. So he told me I only had about 5 hours to get it in. And we had to do 2 hours worth of daytime shoot and 2 hours in the building shoot. So it was like, it was fun. Like, we made it like a mini party. It was kind of fun.
It came out dope. It came out dope. So shout out to him, man. Shout out to you.
I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that.
Like, for sure, ain't no problem. Like I said, it did come out really dope, man. That's, like, that's some stuff that, some of the stuff that's going on in the music industry, I would prefer to just have it removed. And if they could just replace it and just have that video there, that would be better. I would prefer that, like, send that to 106 in Park. You know, a lot of that stuff it gives is crazy, but, who do you want to work with? You know what I mean? Like, you mentioned T.I. Well, you mentioned, you know, about your videographer going and shooting with T.I., but who do you want to work with that's in the industry already?
But, honestly, what I want to work with, I really wouldn't be picky, honestly. I would work with anybody from whoever to come from back in the day to now. Like, you know what I mean? I would work with anybody from... It doesn't matter what year, wherever, I would work with anybody because that's just the kind of way I feel about music. Like, my parents used to have me, you know, in the car listening to Mojo. So, you know how that is. You listen to the old school, and when you're with your friends, when you get in your life, you know, you listen to the stuff we listen to. So, me, I wouldn't even be in particular because I feel like I could do any song or I could have any style, and you can't really put me in a box because I feel like I just try to, I don't know, I try to outshine or I try to do a little bit outside what the next man would try to do, you know?
Well, and that's good though. That's good that you do try to. It sounds like you're a person that would go from, you know, you look at what you've already done and you just try to improve upon it, like you're in competition with yourself for the most part.
Right.
You know. Okay, okay. Now, I guess my next question for you is this. So, since you've already started doing music, you know, and like I said, you're good at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people can't say that about, but you're good at it. You know what I'm saying? What was something you felt like has been, like, the biggest challenge since you've gotten into, you know, doing music and putting yourself out there more?
Honestly, the biggest challenge I would have to say would be going from freestyling, making hits right there on the spot, to actually having to sit down, write, brainstorm, and, you know, put something together, like, you know, build it, make it, and, you know, turn it into something. Like, that's been the hardest thing, because it went from just, you know, just being a rapper, a beat comes on and you spit to it, to now the beat come on, you got to write to it, break it down, build it up, go to the studio, a professional studio, go get a professional videographer, go get professional promotions, and, you know, everything's professional when you get to a certain level. So it's like it becomes more from just the fun to a real deal action and what you got to do.
Right. More business-like. I can understand that. So what's been the most rewarding part of, you know, you starting to do music? Like, what's giving you, like, the greatest, I would say, joy from doing it since you started?
Basically to show that, like, my city does have talent and everyone doesn't sound the same, and, like, there's actually some talented people out here. And I'm talented. Some of the people I work with is talented. And if there was a way we could just be seen and just get off the ground, like, you know, that, I mean, I guess that's what I do. Like, basically, I guess I just do it, I mean, for me, of course, but not just it's for me, because everybody believes in me. So when people believe in you, it puts, like, weight on your shoulders. Like, you got to be good. Like, you got to do something right. Like, you got to do that. I mean, you don't have to, but that's how you feel. That's how you want to make yourself feel, because you don't want to fail, or you don't want to not try or go hard. So you got to do it. You got to put on for the city, basically.
Okay. Okay. Now, I meant to ask this question earlier, but, you know, everything was just happening and then the music was bumping, so, you know, it kind of slipped my mind. But I want to know the story behind Gold Everything. Like, what's the story behind your name? Of course, it's not, you know, it's not like I could assume it's because you prefer All Gold Everything, but I want to hear that from you. You know, I want to know what, you know, what it means to you, what your name means to you.
Honestly, I thought about that name because, of course, yeah, I like dough, but dough is like a sign of money. And, you know, at the end of the day, everything we do is about money. You feel me? Everything is about money. And when you talk about money, the weight of money is measured in dough. Like, money is literally measured in dough in the United States. So it's like, if everything you do is for money, then why not just be gold? Like, do it good. Be the best. You know, gold is the best mineral on the planet. So be gold. Like, be the greatest. Like, be good, you know?
Word. Okay. Okay. I dig it.
Like, you know, like you know how when you're doing a competition for something, you don't want to be silver, you don't want to be bronze, you don't want to be copper. What you want to be? You want to be number one, you know what I mean? You want to be gold. Like, you want to be the one to get the Oscar, a gold Oscar. They don't give you silver Oscars, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Right.
That's so true.
Like,
they sure
gold everything. Like, shit, I'm trying to get gold everything. I want the money. I want the gold ring. I want everything. I want gold everything. I want my family taken care of. I want everything. I want to look like the number one guy doing what I'm supposed to do, taking care of my business, and just go like a gold lifestyle. Everything good. Everything gold.
Dig it. And that's what we wore. You know what I mean? Well, that's what a lot of our, I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know. Go ahead. I feel where you're coming from. Go ahead.
And, like, you know, from a swag standpoint, it's just a little different. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody got their name. They want to be somebody. Lil this guy. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta this guy and all that. You know what I'm saying? Drop all that. Just be yourself. Like, I'm just going to everything because I like rocking gold. I'm going to have gold on. When you see me out in public, you're going to see watches change, my mouth gold, you know, all that. So as well as behind that, I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do while I got on my gold and shit, you know what I mean?
Mhm.
And I even got the gold in my dreads as well, if you see in my video.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, at least you're not doing it like totally gold. Not like Cisco.
Right, yeah, I wanted to do that.
It's platinum.
I ain't about to hit the burger.
I'm just saying. No, no, hell no. Please don't. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I saw that. But I don't know anymore. But nah, but seriously, so I like the direction that you're going. I love the energy that you bring even to a conversation and to the music. You know what I'm saying? Who do you feel like in your personal life, like or family life, has influenced you the most on maybe a role model level or just somebody that you watched that you kind of looked up to?
It had to be Balenciaga then, man. Honestly, it had to be Balenciaga Banks. Because, you know, him being in my family and when you hear an artist actually doing a music with artists in the contemporary moment and in the movement, you hear somebody in your family doing that, you know, it's just going to make you want to, ooh, it might be possible for me. Like, I got the same blood he got, like, you know.
Right.
So it's just crazy. And then when I actually sit and listen to it, I can listen to his mixtapes and his songs over and over, like, to where I know him for heart. And I'm like, damn, like, I really like that. Like, I need to hear that, just a different aspect of music. And the music he does is different. It's kind of not like anyone else's music. He's more real and he's more from the soul. Like, it's somebody who worked. You can tell this person been through some shit. Like, he didn't grind it, you know. And when I hear that, it makes me work harder on my grind and my everything I'm going through, because I'm coming from the same place he did. So,
man, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm hoping he's listening. I hope he heard that, because that was from the heart, cuz.
Man, and I know he will be. Like I said, he co-signed you real heavy. Like,
right.
He was like, this is the guy. So I hope that he's listening. I hope he'll give it a listen. I'm pretty sure he will, though. Because he,
right,
was like, he was like, yo, did you go ahead and set this up? And da-da-da-da-da, because he was like, so I'm pretty sure if he's not able to listen right now, he'll be able to still listen later on and check it out. So, but he's a dope guy, man. He's really dope. And if I had to look up to somebody musically and just listening to the different styles that, or the different sound that he brings, you know what I mean, and the different types of music that he puts out. Because it's different. It's way different than a lot of stuff that I've heard before. So I can definitely see why you would look up to him. That's dope, though.
Right.
That's dope, you know. And that's love, that you show him that type of love and shout him out like that. That's super dope. Don't get a lot of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, my next question for you is this. So if you pick anywhere that you would like to perform, you know, where would you, like, what's on your dream list of places to perform?
Probably the Super Bowl or the NBA All-Star Game. Because I know it's probably one of the most watched things ever.
That's
by
true.
By any genre, by any race, by anything. No, nothing. Like, everybody watches either NBA or the football national game, so...
That's true. I remember one time they were talking about trying to make the artists either, I'm trying to think if they were trying to make the artists pay or something to perform at halftime for Super Bowl because, you know, of the amount of people
there's
that
so many,
watch.
Yeah, right.
So, damn. I don't know if it's true still, if they're trying to still make them pay, but all that money they get in advertisements, you know, for the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they still try to make them pay, but hopefully not. So hopefully we'll see you up there, you know, one day. I hope. I mean, you got the energy, you know, you got the talent. So it's all about just getting that, you know, getting this exposure and just getting to that point. So outside of performances, you know, well, outside of the dream performance, what is one goal that you hope to hit, you know, this year for your music career?
For my music, possibly maybe just to get the country to maybe hear me, possibly, before I go worldwide or something, because I know it's not possible to just straight hit the world, so maybe for the country.
You know what? You'd be so surprised. You'd be really surprised at the different people that listen or that search for different things from different countries and that, you know, get exposed to even independent artist music. So, you know, when you have talent, like I said, when you have talent like you, I feel like, you know, you're going to be able to attract those type of listeners that know what they're listening to, even if a lot of them don't always, you know, understand it. A lot of the UK, UK European people or people in, I would say, our age range, but I think you're probably a little younger than me or a lot younger than me, but people in their 30s, their 20s, they out here looking for that music, looking for this type of music, hitting YouTube. So I would say you're probably halfway there. I say you're probably halfway there. You'd be so surprised at who's listening and who's checking out your music. So that's dope. I feel like you would be. I feel like that goal is totally reachable. I really do. So hopefully you'll be able to go over there and perform in Europe a lot of times. Like I said, they love hip hop. They love hip hop overseas. They love it. I'm telling you, they love it. But, you know, if you could go on tour anywhere overseas, you know, where would you like to go?
Probably Europe. Europe.
Now, did you have any particular reason why Europe or just Europe?
I don't know. I think I might just be in a mood to make a little Euros or something. I don't know.
Okay. Make some Euros. All right. I don't blame you.
Now, thank you, Ma. Trying to be like
you.
You
say trick them off. I was about tricking them off. I mean, maybe, because it's Europe, you know what I mean? They do a lot of strange things, especially in Amsterdam, so I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
They get high over there.
You know, they do a lot of things over there, you know, especially with the drug and drug paraphernalia, you know, they're pretty, you know, free. I put it like that. They're pretty free with it. But what I want to know is what's next for you. You know, you got the video, you got the single. What should we look for from you? You know, this year, like what should we be on the lookout for?
Probably just stay posted because I don't think I'm gonna do a mixtape or give them a CD. I think I'm just gonna give them a video and a song every month. Just every single month, I'm giving y'all got something new to look forward to. And then at the end of this year, I'm going to put out a CD. You have to put out something. Like, yeah, I'm going to put out a CD. But I just want to keep focused on videos and single songs just because I know how the industry and how the world works today. Like, why put myself in a box with a CD when I could just keep giving y'all songs and songs and songs until y'all eventually tell me what y'all like and what y'all want, and I let the people pick. Because eventually they're going to tell me, like, you know, they're going to be like, you need a CD, bro. Like, but until then, I feel like until then I should just make them wait until I feel like I got enough views or I feel like I got enough, you know, hype behind it. Because I done witnessed a lot of people drop CDs and drop mixtapes and drop this and drop that and do nothing with it. And they're the most talented people. And I feel like that's a waste. Like, why would you put your money in all that and then no one's going to see it or nothing that you think or hope for is going to happen right then and there? So you should just know that your views or, you know, like people want you to have a CD, you know what I'm saying? Make them tell you when to put a CD out. You should never have to tell them when, you know what I mean? I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I'm basically saying
I'm going to make them wait. And so my views or my other songs, everything gets so high to where they're like, damn, we need more from this guy. Like, we need to talk to him. We need CDs. Somebody needs to do something with him or something. But until then, I feel like I can just put out singles and, you know, just work around there until my name gets bigger.
Well, you know what? A lot of people need to have that mindset and understand that supply and demand. People are definitely, if I hear a song I like right now, you know, this is the only thing I got is just to come fuck with me.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll just jam with that. And I'm like, come on, you know what I mean? It's going to be like, come on,
right.
man. When's the next,
so
when am I going to get my next hit?
Right, so next month I'll be putting out something new for you guys, and that way you can check that out, and I'll just make you wait again, and it's going to keep on happening until they start waiting for it, and they start paying attention to when I'm doing it every month, or when I'm doing this, and when I'm doing that. They're going to start coming to more shows. My shows be good anyway, but I'm just saying I want them thicker. Like, so far, I can say I've never had people walk away from me while I was performing, and I've seen that happen 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I've never had nobody walk away from the stage so far.
But why
like
would
my
they? You know what I mean?
My performance is fine.
But why would they, though? I mean, I don't know why they would. But,
I mean,
like I said, the energy's dope. Music's dope.
Yeah.
What they walking away for?
I don't know. I've seen it happen to people who just, you know, I've seen it happen to other talented people, though, and it hurts me because I never want that to happen to me, you know what I'm saying? So when I see it happen to them, it's happening to me as well, you know what I mean? So that's how
right.
I look at it, and that's how I take it. I make sure I do get my opportunity, I do get my chance. I got to give it all, like, on my Eminem stuff. Like, you only got one shot. Like, take your 8 mile, and let's get it.
You know what? And I think this is where we're going to leave it at. But right now, what I want you to do is go ahead and give people, you know, your social media information and, you know, let them know where they can find you online and how to contact you for booking.
Right. Okay. If you want to contact me for booking, you can hit me up on Twitter at GoldEverything, GoldEverything, and make sure you spell it just like that, because so far I'm the only one. And same thing with Instagram, it's GoldEverything, and that's for my Instagram. And Facebook is Go Everything as well, so if you guys want to hit me up on Facebook, I'll be on there too. I'll be on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I will get right back to you promptly because my phone is in my hand. I'm not that big yet, so.
your phone
I will get right
head.
Back to you. Like, I'm ready to work.
All right, man. Listen, please come back anytime. Please make sure you keep us updated on the music. I'm going to make sure I follow you on Instagram if I haven't already, because I think I had a different Twitter and, well, I had the Instagram, but I think I had a different Twitter for you. So I'm going to make sure I update that in our system so it shows for anybody who's listening online. And then they can always come back to the link I'm going to post and, you know, and listen to the interview anytime. So I appreciate you, you know, just taking the time out, you know, coming on the show today. I appreciate that. So, like I said, let me know. No, no problem. Let me know what you got going on, and we'll make sure to be support, man.
Like when I get on and I do get some money, like, I just want you to know, like, that's the first radio station I'm really coming to.
Like,
I got to come up there first. Like, it's only right because, you know, y'all took the first time to, you know, give me a peace of mind. So why wouldn't I do the same thing?
Hey, man, anytime, just come fuck with me, man. Like you said, come fuck with me. All right, I appreciate you. I really hope you have a great week, great year. Holler at me if you need anything, and we'll talk. Thank you.
All right, thank you, too. Thank you for your time.
All right. All right, guys, that was Gold Everything. Make sure that you check him out. Go ahead and go to YouTube. You can see the link, and you can get and listen to the interview. If you're listening back on the link is in the description. Go there, thing. Come fuck with me. Go check that video out. That's a single. Make sure that you support and show them some love. So, everybody, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you supporting. And for everybody that is going to support in the future, if you're just not listening, if you're just listening to the recording, I appreciate you, too, if you're not listening live. All right. So everybody think so nine. I'm going to enjoy my 420. PhoenixStar9Online.com. Check us out. And we out.
Artists, producers, DJs, poets, writers, musicians, and businesses. Are you looking for a one-stop shop for promotions? Then look no further. PhoenixStar9Online.com is your go-to source with everything from interviews, reviews, site features, Twitter and email blasts, and more. Don't miss out today. Go to PhoenixStar9Online.com. That's PhoenixStar, online.com, or call 842-564-8675. Your source for promotion, PhoenixStar9Online.com. This ad was sponsored by Lovely Inks and Links, handmade arts, crafts, jewelry, and poetry.